like you come out here, there's a dozen cameras, 50 media. I mean, does it kind of sink in today that you're, you know, quarterback of the Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, obviously coming out here, this is your first time getting on the field since you became an NFL player, so it's pretty crazy. But, you know, I'm really blessed to be out here. Like I said, before I even got a chance to be drafted, I'd be blessed to be, you know, anywhere. And now I'm here as a Bronco, and I'm really excited. So I'm just really glad I got a practice under my belt.
Having gone now gone through a practice with Coach Knapp, what do you think of what he's teaching you so far?
Oh, I mean, he's a great coach. I know there's a lot to coach me up on right now just because I just started. So I'm just, you know, trying to get used to everything. But Coach Knapp is a really cool coach right now from, you know, the time I spent with him.
Is it weird practicing under center that much?
Not really, no. Just because training for the combine and all that, I've been doing all under center stuff, so it's not too different.
Are those Memphis colors you're wearing?
These, oh, no, these are the, they just gave us these sweats today, and I got to wear the Nike because Nike, so.
But it's a coincidence. Oh. That happens to be, that shirt's a Memphis color.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you wear glove prior in college much? Or
I tried to wear some stuff at Memphis, but Coach Fuente was never a guy for the, you know, accessories. So I just got it, and it was in my locker, so I just put it on. So, you know, I just was kind of wearing it to wear it. I don't know if it'll come up for the second practice.
I know you're focused on, you know, getting better, learning the place, all this stuff. But if you had allowed yourself a moment, I don't know, maybe you stepped on the field for the first time, kind of looked around and said, I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, once you walk out of those doors and you step out here, it kind of sinks in. But I think that it'll really hit me whenever all those vets get back in here and we're all in the locker room together and we've got to practice together. Because now it's just kind of like all the young guys. So I think whenever I get out there with the vets, you know, it'll feel for real.
Is there any vet in particular you're looking forward to seeing a lot?
I mean, I think it's going to be cool to see all those guys because, you know, especially guys you play against, like Tom Brady as a kid, you see him and you think about, you know, playing against him, and then now you're going to get the opportunity to. And now these guys you watch in college, and now you're in the same locker room with them. So I'm just excited to be around those guys. I heard that they're all good guys, so I'm excited to be around them.
What are some of the off-field stuff that they're teaching you that you think is going to help you down the line?
I think some of the off-field stuff starts a little later. I think right now they're just trying to get us learning as much as we can right now about ball. And then we're going to, you know, do what we got to do for this rookie mini camp. And then next week as we start practicing with the veterans, I think the rookies do a little bit more stuff afterwards, talking about on off the field, you know, stuff that we got to handle.
Coach said you were swimming out there a little bit. What's your assessment of day one, how you picked it up?
I mean, obviously it's a whole new offense. It's an NFL offense. So, I mean, there's going to be struggles with everybody. But I felt, you know, like I knew what was going on. I just don't think I was picking it up as fast as I should have, obviously. But that'll come in time. I just love the fact that I'm getting, you know, every rep I possibly could get right now. So I'm taking advantage of that. And then, obviously, when I get in camp with those older guys, we're going to be splitting a little bit more reps. So I'm trying to get as much as I can now.
Do they give you an entire playbook or just little parcels of it? Where does it start?
It starts off really just day by day.
Okay.
So they give you a couple days, learn that. And then you'll keep learning, learning, learning. They'll just pile on top of the first few days.
Actually, if I remember correctly, I read an article about you about that wristband you're wearing.
Yeah.
What is the meaning behind that?
Well, this one says complete the mission, and this one says earn it. And at Memphis, Coach Fuente just gave us one each year. So I just kind of I just kept them on my wrist, and whenever we got new ones, I took the old one off. And, I mean, I just keep it just to, you know, keep me humble kind of in a way, like I'm still at Memphis and, you know, I still got to earn it every day and I got a mission to complete.
Will you wear it this season?
Yeah.
All season.
Unless it breaks.
I thought I
threw decent. I mean, it was my first time throwing in a while. Was like to real receivers. So I came out here, you know, got some work with the other guys, and obviously our timing's going to be off and learning the footwork, and they're learning their steps, so it's going to be a little different, but I thought I threw pretty good.
Is it nice to have Frazier here, give you a little bit of comfort zone?
Definitely. I know having Mose here kind of makes you feel a little bit at home, just because you have a guy that you know come with you, and we kind of got that chemistry. So I know, you know, we've been talking a lot since we've been here and, you know, hanging out just because we've been together.
You talked about, you know, the draft process being over and being relieved with that. You know, outside of learning all the new stuff, was it a little breath of fresh air to just come out and be practicing football again?
Definitely. I know you kind of get tired of just being cooped up and learning the playbook, and you want to come out here and practice it and get reps. So, you know, that stuff is just as important as coming out here and practicing those. So, you know, you take that very serious, but then it feels good to come out here and get reps under your belt and see what it feels like to go through the cadence and call the play and take your drop.
Okay, so John always said that you might be ready sooner than anybody thinks. What do you think when you hear that?
I was pretty confident in myself that I can pick up things pretty quickly and, you know, learn what I need to learn. Like I said, before I got drafted, you know, we did this offense my freshman year at Memphis. So I've been in the huddle. I've been in the center. I've done all that. And then when I got to Memphis, we had to relearn in the spread. So now I'm just relearning what I learned. Obviously, it's different because the NFL, there's just way more terminology, one more stuff you got to know at the line. I've had experience in it, but I've never had opportunity to come out here and do it. So now that I get the opportunity, it feels good.
What will graduation tomorrow mean to you?
It means a lot to me. You know, I get to go to Memphis however many more times. This might be the last time for a long time. So, you know, I get to be there with my roommates and stuff. I know one of my roommates, he lives out there. So I think we're all going to go to his house afterwards and, you know, just kind of hang out and relax before I got to come back up here. But, you know, I'm excited to graduate as well as being, you know, first-round draft pick for the Denver Broncos. So I've had a pretty busy 2 weeks.
What's your degree?
Sport management.
What's family more excited about, the tomorrow or today for you?
I just think they're excited about seeing me. I don't think it doesn't matter. However they got to see me, whatever happens, happens. But they enjoy getting me around whenever they can.
Did you actually have Paxton?
One wristband says earn it. What do you want to earn?
Like at Memphis, we were always the underdog. So I was always earning respect, You know, here it's a little different. You know, you're established franchise, you win. You have sellout crowds all the time. It wasn't like that at Memphis. So, like I said, it just kind of keeps me thinking about where I came from and, you know, who I am as a person.
You talked about changing offenses a little bit in college and now coming here to learn this one. What were you able to do at Memphis to help you kind of pick that up faster?
I think that the fact that we went through different offenses and we did a lot of stuff moving guys around and pass protections and runs, and we did some of the checking stuff. So at Memphis, we did a lot of different stuff. So I got a taste of, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there. So now when I got a chance to come out here, you know, I've done a little bit of it. Obviously, I haven't done a lot, so it'll just take some time.
All right.
Did you end up framing that spider Y banana
tree? It's actually hanging in my closet by itself right now. I'm trying to see if I can get John to autograph it before I hang it up.
All right. Thanks, Paxton.
Yep.
Thanks, Paxton.